Thanks for the introduction. It's my pleasure to present our work on improving the performance of IPF queries using advanced hardware feature, which is a joint work with Yo Yang and my advisors Rong and Haibo from IPES at JTU, as well as Feifei from Utah. Graph structure is widely used to model linked data in many areas, like social network, recommend systems, and biology. Online graph query plays a vital role for searching, mining, and reasoning such linked data. Compared to graph analytics like Cube and Gemini, graph query has several different features. First, it models data as a semantic graph, like RDF, rather than property graph. Second, graph query only touches a small fraction of the input graph. Finally, it needs to handle concurrent queries, and it cares about both latency and throughput. RDF is recommended to representing linked data for graph query, and many public knowledge bases are represented as RDF graphs, like DBpedia and Google's knowledge graph. So why is RDF? RDF is a graph composed by a set of subject, predicate, object triples. Each triple expresses a relationship between the subject and the object. For example, this RDF dataset describes relationship among teachers, students, courses, and research groups. SparkQuery is the standard query language for RDF datasets. It uses a set of triple patterns to query the matching data. Elements in each triple pattern is either variable or constant. And for example, this query wants to know all courses taught by teachers from IPES. After querying on the sample graph, we will get courses, OS, and DS as the final results. There are two approaches adopted in existing state-of-art RDF systems. One is triple store and triple join. It stores and indexes RDF data as a set of triples in relational database. To handle SparkQuery, it scans the triple store to generate a temporal table for each pattern. After that, it uses triple join to produce the final query results. But this approach has limitations. It relies on coarsely distributed join, and it will generate large intermediate results. Another approach is storing RDF data as a native graph, and use graph exploration to process SparkQuery queries. For each query step, it starts from the known vertex set, do exploration through related edges, then synchronize with other machines to get the active vertex set for next query step. But the X at the last query step is not always matched with X at first query step. So it requires a final join to bring out non-matching results. The main limitations are the costly final join and the synchronization execution. Sometimes the final join may take up more than 90% of execution time, and the synchronizations after every step make the system hard to handle concurrent queries. To address this problem, I will introduce Wukong, a distributed in-memory RDF store. Clients send SparkQuery queries to a machine in a cluster, which is connected by RDMA network. Each machine contains a query processing engine and a graph store, and employ a worker thread model by running a worker thread on a shared graph. Each worker thread executes a query at a time. Wukong adopts a RDMA-friendly graph model and a join-free graph exploration to support fast and concurrent queries, which outperform the state of art by order of magnitude for both latency and throughput. I will start from the graph-based model and the graph store. Wukong used a direct graph to model and store RDF data, just like traditional graph-based RDF store. Simple query lets querying information of existing vertex is easy to handle by directly using graph exploration. However, for complex queries that doesn't have any constant subject or constant objects, or queries that want to find all vertex belong to the same type, this simple direct graph is not enough. There is not any vertex we can start the exploration from. To solve this problem, we added two types of index vertex, predicate index and type index, and they will point to corresponding subjects and objects. After that, we can handle complex queries by starting the exploration from index vertex. In distributed environments, these two types of queries have different requirements. Simple query usually starts from novel vertex and only touch a small subset of input graph, which means that it requires data locality to get better performance. Complex queries usually start from index vertex and touch a very large subset of input graph, which means that it needs a parallelism instead of locality. Inspired by Parera, we choose a differentiate mechanism to partition the RDF data to satisfy the requirements of both types of queries. First, we randomly assign novel vertex with its edges to different machines to achieve data locality for simple query. Then we split all index vertex into different machines, and each index vertex will only connect to local novel vertex to achieve better parallelism for complex query. Finally, we use a key value store to store the local graph. This is because that graph query system is latency centric. Key value store is a better choice compared with big arrays. Intuitive solution is to store the data as in edge list and out edge list. And each element in the edge list is a predicate and a vertex pair. However, in most Sparkle queries, predicates are constant. For example, this query wants to find all courses taught by Rong. But using intuitive solution, we still need to iterate over the out edge list of Rong to filter out useless data. This is inefficient. And when we read key value pairs from remote machine, it will incur unnecessary data transfer. Based on this observation, we move the predicate from value side to key side and split original key value pair into more fine-grained key value pairs. To solve this query, we only need to read the third key value pair. It's much more efficient, and if in distributed environments, it can reduce the network overhead. Next, I will talk about our query processing engine. This is the sample graph, and we want to know our teachers, students, and courses such that teachers advise the students who also take a course taught by the teacher. Existing systems use one-step tuning to handle Spark query. Even though one-step tuning can save the network boundaries, it requires final join and synchronized execution. At the same time, RDMA has an interesting feature that the cost of RDMA operation is insensitive to the payload size when it's smaller than a certain size. Based on this observation, Wukong adopts a full history tuning approach such that Wukong will pass the full exploration history to the next step to fully remove the final join and the synchronization. I will introduce how Wukong uses full history pruning to handle Sparkle. The execution is parallelly started from the teacher of predicate index at different machines. Machine 1 will explore to Rong, use the predicate index, and record it as the full history Next step is explore to DS, and then Youyang, and the size of history is keep increasing. But since this query is locally executed, it will not result in network traffic. Youyang doesn't have any advisors, so this result is pruned out. Similarly, at machine 2, it will explore to Haibo, OS, and then Jiaxin and Xingda, and the size of full history is keep increasing. Then it finally, Xingda has an advisor, Haibo, and is matched with the Haibo at first query step, according to the full history. So this result is valid. Jiaxin is not a local vertex. Its edge data is in machine 1. So we need to send this query with full history to machine 1 to continue the execution. Finally, we will explore to Rong and find that Rong is not matched with Haibo at first query step. So this result is pruning out. Thanks to the full history, it doesn't need to synchronize with machine 2. As previously described, when assessing remote vertex, we will split current queries into subqueries and use RDMA writes to directly write subqueries and the corresponding full history to remote machine. After remote machine finishes its current work, you will receive this subquery, execute it, and then reply back to original machine. We call this fork and join mode. It will use more CPU to handle one query to achieve better parallelism, which is critical for complex query. However, sending query to remote machine is not always the best choice. Remote machine may be busy and cannot respond immediately, which will cause longer latency, especially for simple queries which start from novel vertex. To address this problem, we have in-place execution mode, which means that using RDMA read to read remote key value pairs and continue to execute query at the local machine. It can totally bypass remote CPU and provide a very low latency. We will choose the execution mode at runtime based on the number of RDMA operations and the size of full history. For other designs of Wukong, such as how to support evolving graph, you can refer to our paper for more details. Here is the evaluation part. We compare Wukong with state-of-art systems on popular synthetic and real-life benchmarks. All experiments are conducted on a 6-node cluster with RDMA-enabled networking. We first show our single query performance. Compared with other systems, ChildID is the state-of-art join-based RDF store, and the Trinity RDF is the state-of-art graph-based RDF store. Overall, Wukong can get more than 10 times speed up compared to existing systems. Queries L1, 2, 3, 7 are large queries. Let's start from index vertex and touch a large subset of input graph. Wukong can achieve up to 21 times speed up due to differentiated partitioning and full history pruning. Query L4, 5, 6 are small queries. Let's start from novel vertex and only touch a small subset of input graph. Wukong can achieve up to 70 times speed up thanks to the in-place execution mode and the predicate-based key value store. We further conduct experiments to analyze the improvements. This is the best performance using graph exploration and one-step pruning without RDMA. Simply add RDMA as faster network doesn't improve the performance of large query since the main bottleneck is final join. After using full history pruning, the bottleneck of final join is removed. After adding index vertex and differentiated partitioning, large query can get more parallelism. Finally, After we add a predicate base key value store and a dynamic mode switch, the small query gets a lot of improvements. Finally, we evaluate the throughput of mixed workload. Thanks to the in-place execution mode, every thread can handle query by itself, which makes Wukong scales very well. Wukong's throughput is order of magnitude higher than other systems, since other systems cannot handle concurrent queries well. At the same time, Wukong has very low latency. Most of queries can finish in 10 milliseconds. In conclusion, advanced hardware features such as RDMA opens up new space for us to improve the performance of graph query system, and Wukong's design can achieve orders of magnitude lower latency and higher throughput than prior states of art systems. The source code of Wukong is available at our group website. That's all. Thanks for your listening.
I have a question. So Wukong is very focused on RDFs. So if I wanted to generalize to other forms of graphs, say with different, you know, sets of tuples, et cetera, which of these techniques do you think you could carry over, and which do you think are really focused on RDFs?
I think it can be extended to more general graph, like property graph. And actually, we have in progress work on the combination of RDF and property graph.